What's going on, you asshat asphyxiators? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Gleep Glep, that's Floop-Dee-Doo, and welcome to the show.
Because that's what we do here.
That is what we do. We drink and we talk shit and get into trouble. With big tech, mostly. Bye, Suthi. We'll miss you. Actually, I might, because from what I understand, the guy who's replacing her is 100 times worse.
Which is exactly
what I warned everybody about when they were like, yay, we won! I'm like, we didn't win. Shit!
No, and listen, I have a feeling that the incoming CEO for YouTube is going to sink the platform.
He probably will. If everything that I've heard about him is absolutely correct, and it probably is, yeah, YouTube is doomed. So if you haven't yet already subscribed to us on one of our numerous new tech platforms like MGTOW.TV, Rumble, Odyssey, etc., you need to get on that, because sooner or later, we're going to get shaved off like rusty stubble.
Like a planter's wart.
Yeah, dig those out and burn them. Mm. Just like warts. Hi, Amy.
Ugh.
Got a story for you today from Padraic Lukowski.
That's one hell of a name.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. I met my ex when we were in middle school and I fell for her hard.
Well, these are the worst stories.
You know Kill Bill, where they say Bill was always destined to be a fool for the blondes? Yeah, it's kind of like that. Anyway, fast forward to high school. She ended up moving to another city in another state, but we were pen pals, more or less. I had to laugh when one of my friends at school thought I was gay because I never talked about girls, only for him to be instantly corrected when another of my crushes pointed out that I never shut up about the blonde to her. Mm. We both graduated high school by the skins of our teeth. Something about not being able to do homework on my part because I saw busy work for exactly what it is.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. For her, it was a combo of lax parenting. But she got her shit together and blasted through her last year by taking every additional course she could just to make sure she graduated.
Mm.
She got engaged shortly after graduating, so I basically cut her out of my life. This was back in 2006.
That's a healthy thing to do.
When you make the mistake of waiting around for a woman who's long distance, you are going to get the business end of the stick every single
time. Yeah, I need to do a video on that long distance shit.
Yeah.
Because in today's day and age, if you think you're going to have a successful long-term relationship, go out and buy some lotto tickets because you're going to win.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Get out of here.
Yeah, anybody out there had their military wife cheat on them while you were away serving overseas? No, that's never happened to any of you, right?
Oh, my God. That was like when I was in Iraq, probably 20% of the dudes in my unit had some crazy shit like that taking place.
And those are just the ones you heard about.
Yeah.
Slut.
A year after graduating and basically being a useless basement dweller, I decided to enlist. My test scores alone were enough that when I took the ASVAB, West Point contacted me and not the other way around. Run! It's West Point!
Yeah. I mean, they do that.
They're not talking about West Point as in a location. That's the direction their dick points as it's going into your ass.
Yeah.
How many good quality officers did you meet out of West Point?
I'm 33 years. I served with 12 exceptional officers.
Out of how many?
Out of thousands.
There you go.
None of them went to West Point.
Your work makes me sad.
I still think I have the paperwork in my records. I kept the letter because I like to crow about it to some of my friends and colleagues from time to time. I turned them down because I had known plenty of ring knockers growing up.
Yeah!
And my family had a very real, though equally unofficial, military tradition. So much so that virtually every male member of my family has served in one branch or the other. and so have a few of my female relatives as well.
Rite of passage.
But, in short, I have seen every kind of officer there was to see, from the uber-competent REMFs to infantry butter bars who in ages past would have been better off getting fragged for their own good, to say nothing of their men. When I had just about finished my AIT, she contacts me on Facebook.
Oh, here we go.
And that's where things started to go right. Or wrong, depending on how you look at it.
I was just going to say that. Now, when he said REMFs, you know what that means, right? Rear echelon motherfuckers.
I did not know that.
Or POGs.
Yeah, POGs.
We used to call them POGs. If you weren't somebody that walked out the wire with a rifle with bad intent in your heart, you're a POG. They have very good jobs, and we need to have REMFs and POGs because we can't do everything.
That's true.
So I'm not telling those people out there that are REMFs and POGs that they're lesser soldiers. They're just do different shit.
She'd broken up with her intended and sought me out. Gee, I wonder why. She got green grassitis and probably chlamydia and genital warts.
She wanted to jump over the heartache by jumping on your pogo stick. Hey, but, you know, pull out some retribution coitus on that.
We're talking about sex, right?
Right.
I flew her out to where I was for the weekend.
All right, you idiot! What?
We then got engaged and married a few months after my deployment to Iraq.
Oh, my God. Hang on a minute.
I can feel the knife hand just itching its way to come out.
That is 100% chance you were dick thinking. You literally made life-altering decisions with a head no bigger than the end of your goddamn thumb.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Jesus Christ.
She'd broken up with her intended and sought me out. You might get a kick out of this, but my best man was a female Marine.
All right.
Whatever works for you.
Hey,
let's see how far south this goes and how fast. A year later, the pride and joy of this gigantic turd who is sending you this email was born. I darn near sent the nurse to the next life for trying to move the mother of my child when she explicitly told her she didn't want to move. I'm still proud of that, by the way. There was no reason to move her, and this wasn't the first birth that I'd been present for. Older siblings, cousins, and such. Anyway,
in such.
When I got back from Iraq, my whole worldview had changed. Mind you, I wasn't combat arms, and the only casualties we incurred were a suicide, PFC Patrick May, rest in peace, and what amounted to workplace injuries.
Mm-hmm.
This was back during the surge. So, you know, the general caliber of troops we were getting. Army was looking for anyone with a pulse, and they'd probably still have gotten a waiver. As for me, well, I was a mess for other reasons. Phalanxes firing off still haunt my dreams, for instance.
Me too. You know what that is, right? The phalanx? It's like a minigun, and it's hooked up to the whiz-bang radars. So when they launch their attacks, it shoots down mortar rounds, missiles.
Oh, okay. So it's an automatic.
It goes off. Like I remember being on Victory. I never heard it before. And it's all of a sudden, what the fuck is that? But yeah, I mean, that's what the phalanx does.
So it's like an auto sentry thing going to set up?
Oh, and that thing is badass, too.
I went overseas thinking of myself as something akin to a crusader, only to come home utterly disillusioned with virtually all I had grown up to believe. I would be worried about you if you didn't.
That is exactly what happens when you live your entire life behind the safety of the five fences at 18 to 20 with a young mind that you have. You go to a completely different environment where you literally have a target on your back. And you learn how the real world works, because that's it right there.
Yep.
Okay, then you come back into elevator music land,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you go crazy.
And that's why men like you and other veterans who have been over in the shit and they know what the rest of the world is like have no fucking patience for these leftoids back home
none.
Screeching about their self-made problems and oppressions.
Oppressed at last! Oppressed at last!
You should have heard the fangirl screeches. Whee! When President Obama entered Alpha Palace.
The Barry Rider.
Yeah. A big mic! I found this picture of Michelle Obama in college. I hope you like it. I was forced to attend when all I wanted to do was go back to my CHU and sleep.
Chew.
Okay. I was forced to attend when all I wanted to do was go back to my chew and sleep. Did enjoy the architecture, though the tile work was trash. Quantity, a quality all its own, or some such.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when I was downrange, we had this ridiculous anti-rapé presentation that we had to watch. A bunch of actors, where each and every situation was pinned on the dude, even when the woman was just as culpable.
Yep.
My first red pill that I actually recognize as such. The double standards that I had earlier noted and ignored were now painfully evident. I may have been a heavy body my entire life, but the APFT was a joke. For example, 42 push-ups for the dude was 70 points, but for a woman, it was 100.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that the double standard PT test between men and women is shameful.
I'm not oppressing anyone. You're oppressing yourself.
Seeing how PT was basically all the NCOs knew how to do, that was what they focused on for promotions rather than actually helping the lower enlisted with career growth by sending them to schools, etc.
See, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
When I was the first sergeant and team sergeant, I was always on my guys, you know, when you go in your next school, what's going on here? Where's Mr. PT Ted? Blah. Because the reason I did that is I realized I was not going to be in the Army forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave behind competent leaders. And that's what a good leader does, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure that a lot of those leaders you left behind are looking around and saying, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, and most of the guys I know, once they got to 20 years, literally have dropped their packet in the past 24 months.
I don't blame them at all.
I don't blame them either.
We went from making videos like the Mangina Syndrome, which was like season one of the show, where we counted it against you if you refuse to serve in the military. Now we're like, don't do it unless you have
no
other choice. Don't.
If you have no option, it's either live in the street or go in the military. Hey, I totally understand that. If you don't have money for college and you don't want to go into like turbo debt, maybe just doing 3 or 4 years in the Army and then get out, never talk to them again, and get on with your life.
Or do a trade school.
Yeah.
You know, pick something that you can see yourself maybe not being ecstatic about, but being content doing, something that you can say, you know what, 8 hours a day doing this, I can do that, you know?
Not so bad.
You start apprenticing while you're in trade school. You're already making money by the time you graduate. Most of those things have job placements straight out of there. And instead of having six figures in debt for lesbian underwater basket weaving, you have like $5,000 in debt that you can pay off easily in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And another thing most people don't know, most of the unions give you preferential treatment if you are a veteran.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, that's what it used to be.
Most of them are corrupt as hell because any power structure, if you throw enough money and give it enough time, becomes corrupt.
I don't know. Some of the Chrysler unions I had to deal with, those guys were so stupid.
Yeah.
Like literally, they're communists.
I need $70,000 in full benefits for sitting in a robotic armchair that literally lifts my fat ass in and out of the car so that I can tighten two screws.
That's right. Some of those dudes that, you know, on the old model who worked on the line after 20 years were making between $55 and $75 an hour.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
For what literally is being done mostly now by robots.
Yep.
Give me a break. It only got more egregious from there. I could go on for days, but all this happened over a decade ago, and I don't want to drag people through the mud for shit that is so ancient that it's utterly meaningless.
Well, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Well, the military of 10 years ago is not the military of today.
Unfortunately, that is. Yeah. Even the military of 10 years ago was getting pretty bad.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Fast forward a couple of years and I ETS'd. I'd come down with a deep and dark depression because I couldn't get a job and I couldn't take college seriously for a variety of reasons. The 9/11 GI Bill kept me afloat, but I'm a scholar, not an academic.
Mm.
Mix that in with the massive life changes of getting out of the Army, raising a toddler, and still coming to terms with the reality of where we were as a nation. And we got to where I thought we were going, to my despair.
You know the thing.
Wokeism and leftism was so evidently on the rise that I got made fun of for calling it out. Well, yeah, because, you know, 10 years ago, you were a conspiracy theorist for calling this out.
We have a bunch of people out there. I just did a video on sheeple. We got a whole bunch of people out there who are literally not interacting because they're afraid they'd be called words or ostracized.
Yep.
So listen, it's getting so bad out there. You need to set that shit aside and wake the fuck up.
Yeah. You cannot afford to be the silent majority anymore. We've been saying it now for a while. The more you shut up, the more they can use censorship and bullying to manufacture consensus.
Correct.
And as you know, if you repeat a lie often enough, people think it's true. So you cannot afford to be quiet.
Yeah, it does not become true. They just think it's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how uncomfortable it might make you to have these discussions with people in your family. Mm-hmm. They need to be had.
Do I have to?
This is where my marriage started to disintegrate.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Well, if that's actually, you get out of the military, that almost always happens.
Yeah. You're not the man I married.
Or, you know, I mean, the guy, it takes a while to recover.
Yeah.
You go from an environment where you have somebody telling you where to be, what equipment to have. They give you 3 meals a day. I mean, they give you a barracks.
Yep.
That's how, and then all of a sudden you go from that to it's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
It is tough. It is tough.
Well, yeah, you spend years building a routine, and then you get thrust back into your old life with a completely different map.
Mm-hmm. And the best way to handle that is, you know, it's one thing to get off active duty and then decompress for a small amount of time, but don't do it more than 6 months.
Yeah.
You need to be on your grind and find your purpose or mission by that time, or it gets monumentally more difficult.
That could be what we're seeing here. Let's dive back in. Money problems, mostly my fault, I admit.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with my ever-deepening depression, drove a wedge between my soon-to-be ex-wife and I.
Mm.
Once she found out just how bad the financial situation was, she left me.
Mm.
Happens all the time.
Yes.
I don't blame her for this, and nor should anyone else. I was a crappy husband, and I knew it was over a long time prior.
You know, there's probably a more details in here that we're not
probably
getting. But money is the number one reason of separation.
Now, to be fair.
To be fair.
If the situation were reversed and the woman were depressed and the man left her because of increasing financial hardship that she had caused,
he would be called the pariah.
Exactly. He would be demonized. So this dude accepts it and takes it on the chin and understands his role in this scenario. But if the situation were reversed, it would be a very different story.
He's going to get his nuts crushed.
Yep. Not long after we broke up, she went out and I could smell the result when she came home.
Oh.
I didn't really care what she did so long as we took care of the kid. That I was legally a cuckold was something that didn't really kick in until years later.
That's disgusting!
Yeah, see, there are some lines that you don't cross even when the dude does accept that it's his fault. And going out and getting bazooka juice smothered all over your different sets of lips, it's a dick move.
I mean, that's got to be like being stuck in hell.
Yeah.
You know, and once I discovered the situation with my ex, there was no way I'm
hell
was done.
Absolutely not. What I do blame her for is when she took my daughter to another city half a state away.
Yes.
For the better part of the past decade, if I had wanted to see my daughter, I'd have to drive a full 300-mile round trip, which can take as short as 5 hours, but frequently is around the 7-hour mark.
Yep.
This isn't to say that her mother didn't bring her to me from time to time, so don't read too much into it. I was working 6 days a week for years just trying to keep my own head above water and pay child support.
And we covered this in Deadbeat Dad Dilemma.
Yeah. It wasn't crippling, the payments, but it was enough to where I could never really feel comfortable until just a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
That's every dude who's ever had to pay child support right there.
Fuck yeah. Holy crap.
They turn you into a slave and then claim that you need to feel guilty for slavery you never participated in. Isn't that amazing? Spending time with my daughter is one of the few things I actually look forward to. Great kid. She's got her old man's dark sense of humor, and we have all the same loves. I taught her how to shoot. She's taken a couple martial arts, so she'll always be able to nominally protect herself.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, you need to be damn proud of yourself for that right there. She is my daughter. Her mother may have given birth to our child, but she is more me than her mother, it seems to me. Though she does look hauntingly like her mother did at that age. And given how much of a crush you had on her mom at that age, my guess is you're sleeping with a shotgun under your pillow.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Oh, that's funny. Anyone have an automatic shotgun emplacement I can borrow until she turns 18? I got news for you. You're not going to want to put the shotgun away just because she turns 18. In fact, college is going to be even worse.
Well, my thing is this. Is they need to put together a program called the concierge. Is when you have a child born, especially a female child, you go see the concierge. You give them, 5 to 10 G's, and that buys you one disappearance, a broken leg, a crippling event. So it's already prepaid. Yeah, you just call them up. Yeah, this is getting out of hand.
Hey, Ernest, you still in touch with those Red Pill Mafia guys? See if they can loan us a consigliere for this guy.
I mean, wouldn't that be a funny comedy skit?
It would be.
Would be?
We'd have to bring back Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro for another Analyze That sequel.
Well, you can pretend to be the mob guy.
Hey, how you doing?
And I'll be the dude. Yeah, I just had a daughter born. I need to buy services. You pull out a pen. What exactly do you want? Do you want the disappeared without a trace?
What's your name, by the way? Ron Twick.
You get three beat downs, or one disappearance, or two beat downs with a hospitalization, all one package deal.
And you can always combine a couple of beat downs for like a broken leg or something.
And there's an option to loan it to a friend.
There's swappable package goods that you can get.
It's like a vacation condo. Timeshare.
It's a timeshare. I got a timeshare on that dude's left nut. He touches my daughter, it goes away.
A timeshare of beat downs.
Bro, there's something wrong with you.
He continues here. A sawed-off just ain't going to cut it. Anyway, a few years back, she shacked up with another guy who had kids of his own. I'm talking about his ex at this point, I guess. I, in my anger and petulance, may have ruined one, if not more, of her prior relationships. But this guy has stuck around for the long haul, for better or not better. My kid doesn't hate him anymore, but neither of us like him. My ex more or less asked that I take a non-interference policy toward them, so I agreed. See, this is where the consigliere would have to come in.
That's right. Right there.
It's like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. Like, I can't speak for Tito.
And the consigliere calls. He's like, I suggest you get a ticket and go out of town for 3 days.
What for?
Plausible deniability.
I rarely even refer to him by name, usually just referring to him as that man. I was staying at my dad's for a bit when she brought him in, and since that day, I decided she's simply not welcome in my domicile, wherever I end up living. Those of my family who have met him don't like him.
Yeah, I would never tolerate that. No. I'd be like, no. I mean, as soon as that dude walked into my house, I'd be on him like water on rice. Like, get the fuck out of here right now.
Yeah.
And if you're not stepping out the door, you're trespassing. This is going to get ugly.
Yep.
Because I am not a nice, forgiving guy when it comes to shit like that.
And as we all know, single mothers who get into a new relationship with another dude, the likelihood of child abuse for that first child goes up 40 times.
Yeah. I mean, it's astronomical.
So this is not going over the top just because he's jealous of the new sausage that's pounding away at the ex's 10 taco. No, that's not what it is. This is an assessment of risk.
That's messed up.
Those of my family who have met him don't like him. How much of this is because they are my family and how much of this is because of him, I can only guess. So he's coming at this from a level head. He's accepting that, hey, there's definitely emotions that are part of this. So unreliable narrator.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, here we go.
Emotions always fuck everything up, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you're talking about somebody who takes your kid away from you and moves them half a state away, emotions aren't something that just go away.
See, what I would have done is I would have tried to fight that tooth and nail. And if I lost, I would not rest until she had to do it 50% of the driving.
Yeah. And you'd have to, you know, just like you did, have her in court.
Every
as
time.
Often as possible.
It did, like, with me, it didn't matter. If it was just a small infraction, going to court.
Several times I've tried to get custody of my daughter, but as much as I'm pained to admit it, she is better off with her mother than with me at this point. None of that matters when I'm doing everything I can to stay stoic when I return her to her mother And nothing hurts like watching that woman drive off with my child.
I know. It's literally like processing a death every single time.
Yep.
It is the torture of a thousand cuts. Yep.
That is time you're never going to get back.
That's right.
Ever.
No.
No amount of money ever bought back 1 second of time.
That's absolutely correct.
And that's why these women who think that they can trade a stable family unit for a paycheck are fucking evil.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
They're idiots, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Unless the woman's divorcing a dude who's filthy rich, she is not going to be on easy street.
No, it's going to be harder than it ever was while you were together.
Yeah, and feminism, nowhere to be found. Yep. Once you're divorced and you realize how fucked up it is, the feminist will ignore you or gaslight you and try to convince you you're where you're at because it's your fault.
Yeah, but only if you're a man.
Well, they do that to women, too. Yeah. A lot of these women become single mothers, and when they just... I mean, they get so pissed off, I can't do it all.
Once you're out of the key demographic that they can use to brainwash the younger women, you're of no use to them.
And usually that's just a little bit north of 30.
Yeah. As we all know, the biggest group of incels on the planet are women over 40.
That is so mean.
Oh, wow. Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm not sorry, because you did it to yourself. And all of you bitching on TikTok, oh, I just can't find a real man to write a check against it at my age. Well, you know what you're getting. It's not even karma. You know what it is? You are finally understanding exactly how you treated men for the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
And that medicine is fucking bitter, isn't it? Well, you would rather swallow all the ejaculate on the planet than have to take one red pill.
Well, women, once they're about 32, all that's left are the apples on the ground. All the low-hanging fruit's gone.
And they're all full of worms.
Yeah.
Just like you. You once likened it to losing your child time after time, and that's exactly how it feels. So he agrees.
100%.
It's getting harder every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything you get used to, because the older they look every time you pick them up, the time lost really sets
in. Well, the thing is when you do that, you literally watch them grow up and fast forward.
Yep.
And it's heartbreaking. It really is.
My daughter really is the only thing keeping me going. Without her, I'd likely have ended up in a ditch in Syria against ISIS or some more recent conflict. Can't say I'm one of the men that you've saved through your comedy, but it has helped me keep balanced at the very least, so I thank you from the bottom of my own cold, black, dead heart. I don't mean to complain, nor am I exactly asking for advice. More than anything, I just want to hear what you have to say. Been watching you for years at this point, and one of my favorite moments of yours is when you did that short vid on the dog tags. I was in Baghdad when the bodies of 3 MIA personnel were retrieved, and the roll call ceremony that followed has ever been in the back of my head. I actually have a POW/MIA flag that was going to be chucked from a government facility because of how ragged it became. So I personally fixed it up and I have it mounted on my wall. I may be an REMF vet, but my men and women are still my men and women. The Ordnance Corps song ends with a line that exemplifies how I feel in this regard. And for the love of every mother's son, who's depending on the work that must be done by the man behind the man behind the gun. Much love to all my brothers and sisters. Climb to glory.
Well, I mean,
it's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, this is a heartbreaking story. And, you know, you guys out there, listen to what's going on in the story. You listen to what happened to me. You're not alone. We understand what happens when you get divorced or you have a kid out of wedlock and you're trying to be in the kid's life and it's just not working out.
Yep. It wrecks you. I mean, I've seen it. No. Over and over and over again.
It's psychologically taxing, and it's really hard to overcome for the most part. And I've only been able to do it because I had to change my programming.
Yeah.
If I kept my mind the same before I went to Iraq, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, well, we see what happens when blue pill people get tugged to the end of their rope.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
Nope.
It's not good. What was that? That one father who decided to off himself at Disneyland? Yeah. That's a blue pill dude.
Well, I mean, at least he got his point across.
The happiest place on earth.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
If your ex-wife tries to take your kid outside of a 100-mile radius where you live, that is being done specifically to fuck you over and punish you.
Don't let her do it, or at least don't let her do it without a fight.
No, I've had a couple guys have their ex-wives move to other states, and one of the guys actually got a pretty decent outcome. The judge was like, okay, well, he has her for every Christmas, all summer long, and there's like two other holidays in there. She's like, well, I want to have Christmas. He goes, then move closer.
Somebody give that judge a sandwich and a beer.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, the glasses at the end of his nose. He's like, well, I suggest you move closer then. As he signs the order. I was like, God damn, that's awesome.
It doesn't always work out in your favor, ladies. There are some states out there that actually realize that fathers love their kids.
Yeah, who knew? I mean, that's another... That's another misconception the feminists teach these women, is that men don't care about their children.
Which is poor shit. I've never loved anything in my life the way I love that kid of mine.
I know.
He could be a pain in the butt. He's full of piss and vinegar. But I know that's just God holding up a mirror to me and saying, see how fucked up you were when you were a kid?
Yeah. That's just wait till you have kids.
Or the mother's curse. Bill Cosby always talked about the mother's curse, because she would tell you all the time when you were growing up, I hope when you get married that you have some children who act exactly the same way that you act. And that curse works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And why do you think grandparents are always so happy? It's not because they're seeing their grandkids. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it, but they get to witness the most glorious karma that has ever been visited upon them and their long lives on this earth.
But the thing is, they visit with their grandkids and then they go home.
Exactly. It's like, oh, he's having a bad day? Oh, that's true. Bye-bye. See ya. Oh. Serves you right. Oh, damn it, Mom. I regret every time I slam the door on you. As always, dudes, send us your stories. If you like this content and you feel like supporting the channel, there are links to places you can donate down in the Meat Gazer box. Cash App is the best way, because nobody takes a slice out of it, and we appreciate everything that you guys do, even if it's just sharing these videos out. That's actually one of the best things you can do.
Well, yeah, and YouTube is... The rumor on the street is 50% of Super Chats are going to YouTube.
Yeah.
They just laid off, another 5,000 or 6,000 people. And, you know.
You're running it into the ground, YouTube.
Yeah, literally. They created their own competition.
Oh, well.
What a bunch of idiots. All right.
Yep. When you have a monopoly and you think you can do whatever you want with it, the free market will answer back. And it'll be just as ruthless as you think you can be.
It might take a little time, but it will come around.
Oh, it's coming around with a vengeance right now. Hello to everybody on Rumble. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.